We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, graceful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacer Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the National Goodwill Campaign serves disadvantaged families in Jordan. In health news, Australian researchers find that maternal smoking during pregnancy has adverse effects on children. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Ivuka Arts Kigali, which is dedicated to providing the opportunity for young Rwandan artists to develop their skills. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 15th, Liechtenstein observes its National Day. It is the eve of the birthday of His Serene Highness Prince Franz Joseph II of Liechtenstein and is the feast day of the Assumption of Mary, honoring the Blessed Virgin Mary's journey to heaven. Popular historical sites in the Central European Alpine country include the 13th century Gutenberg Castle and the Vaduz Castle, which is the residence of the royal family.
August 15th is the Independence Day of the Republic of the Congo, commemorating its autonomy gained in 1960. Situated in Central Africa and adjacent to the South Atlantic Ocean, it is home to the Kankwati-Duli National Park. It is the most ecologically diverse part of the country, with habitat for manatees, turtles, dolphins, and whales, as well as endangered species such as forest elephants, chimpanzees, and gorillas.
Today is also the Independence Day of South Korea, celebrating its self-rule achieved in 1945. Adjacent to the Yellow Sea and the Sea of Japan in Eastern Asia, South Korea is the location of the Gwangju historical areas, which contain exceptional examples of Buddhist art, including sculptures, reliefs, and pagodas. The locale is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. May the people of Liechtenstein, Republic of the Congo, and South Korea have celebratory national holidays.
Lion News. Lives lost to record rains in Pakistan. After 3 days of record monsoon rains and hardest hit Sindh and neighboring provinces, officials confirmed at least 22 fatalities, several of whom were children, by Friday, August 12th. The cities of Karachi and Mirpukhas were also stricken, with tens of thousands of residents seeking refuge in shelters throughout the region as roofs collapsed and roads were submerged, completely isolating some coastal villages. The Sindh Abadgar Board, meanwhile, estimated that over 70,000 acres of crops such as cotton, rice, and sugarcane had been devastated. District governments responded with distributions of cooked food in some shelters, while non-governmental organizations, including LAR Humanitarian and Development Foundation, also began preparing relief operations.
With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that her nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance and to go if possible to render aid to the most vulnerable, such as the elderly or young without caregivers. She added that emergency funds would be available.
Our appreciation officials and organizations working to ease the disaster situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed concern. With prayers for the resilience of the affected Pakistani people, may such weather extremities subside as humanity's kinder lifestyles help restore planetary balance.
Dozens injured as quake hits China's Xinjiang. State media reported that 26 people have been injured, three critically, after an earthquake rattled northwestern China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region on Thursday afternoon, August 11. Centered in the Kashgar region, 103 kilometers northeast of Kashgar City, local government officials reported that nearly 1,000 people were evacuated as a 5.2 magnitude tremor toppled nearly 150 homes and severely damaged 171 others. The Ministry of Civil Affairs immediately dispatched supplies, including tents, quilts, and coats.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed and to go, if possible, to render support to the quake affected. She added that financial aid would be available as required.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. May potential destructive events such as these quickly be curbed as humanity's kinder ways foster a stabilized ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Buddha's sadness.
I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition?
on bended knee, I awaken my faith in a Creator and implore Him this planet to restore.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 527.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
In countries such as Bahrain, Israel, Libya, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen, people continue calling for government reforms that ensure greater equality, opportunity, and democracy for all fellow country persons.
United Kingdom, Mr. Tariq Jahan, bereaved father of one of three young men killed while trying to protect their neighborhood during recent unrest in Birmingham, is being credited with avoiding a descent into riots as he issued a dignified public appeal for calm and constructive intercultural relations. British Chancellor George Osborne meanwhile stated during a Channel 4 interview that some of the communities recently affected by unrest suffer from social issues that leave them isolated from the rest of the country, and said that these issues must be addressed.
Israel. Weekly protests spread across the nation on Saturday, August 13th, with tens of thousands of people, including families, youth, and pensioners, gathering peacefully in squares across 18 cities to call for affordable housing, fair wages, and free education for all.
Bahrain. As the nation's health ministry announced that 23 medical staff are being fired for allegedly supporting the protesters. A Luwabite news agency reported that thousands of demonstrators gathered in Abu Kuwa Saturday to reiterate calls for an elected and fair government, pledging to continue protests until their legitimate demands are met. Meanwhile, human rights organizations Education International and Amnesty International stated that they are launching campaigns for the release of Bahrain Teachers Association members.
Yemen. China-based Xinhua stated that on Saturday, the activist Joint Meeting Parties Coalition announced the appointment of a new governor of Al-Jaf province, one of the two provinces now being maintained through the coalition's emerging interim government. Their announcement follows a day of massive protests attended by hundreds of thousands of citizens across the country, demanding that President Ali Abdullah Saleh step down. Meanwhile, President Saleh, who is still recovering in Saudi Arabia from a June attack on the presidential palace, stated he would sign a Gulf Cooperation Council accord to transfer power only after two of his former allies, who defected to support the protesters, leave the country.
Syria. In the port city of Latakia, military warships joined tanks in shelling the city, with at least six people who were killed by Sunday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that 2,150 people have died since the government crackdown began. Meanwhile, on Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama, Saudi King Abdullah Abdulaziz, and British Prime Minister David Cameron all called for Syria to end the violence towards citizens, while France called on all nationals to leave the country, as both France and Russia urged citizens to abandon plans to visit.
With grief for fellow human lives lost, as well as those injured and oppressed, we pray for a halt to all turmoil, and that people in every country may choose to walk in dignified freedom as a peaceful world.
more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
These Soviets, they are the most brilliant generation of our time. They're not born to die. I don't care if die a hero or die a what. It's the same. It's a waste of resources. They are able-bodied, they're intelligent, they're strong, they're handsome. And it costs millions of dollars even to raise him. And so much love from the family and friends so that he grow up like that. He's not just nobody, he's somebody. He has family, yeah? He might even be married and have children already. But he's supposed to go out there and shoot somebody he don't even have any enmity with. You cannot change love into hatred. And tell a young man who has been loved all his lifetime until now, come out and turn into a hateful person and then use a gun to kill another person, also grow out of love from a mother somewhere. Nurture like a beautiful flower in your garden with all love and care and attention and hope for the future. And you boom, just like one bullet this big. Finished. Such a beautiful dream. Collapse. People should be given hope, inspiration to live for, not to die for. You're not born, grow up, just to keep a war and then die for it. The soldiers are in the prime of their life and they are also very idealistic. So this good and pure energy and enthusiasm has to be used for peaceful purpose, for building the world, for helping the needy. Yeah? That is the kind of heroism that the young people love to spend their energy on. They would love it. The more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. The more enemies, the more war, the more war, the more death, the more death, the more enemies. It's a vicious circle. There's no end to it. You just have to shake hands and forgive each other. War is never a solution. We just have to stop.
Hiền như cây mận già trước ngõ, sớm với chiều dãy đàn trẻ nhỏ miền quê. Cô tôi đẹp nề nếp của hiền thê, hậu thầy hôm mai vợ chồng êm ấm. Tôi học cũng người từ ngày bé bỏng, chữ y tờ đồ nét đậm nét công. Rồi xa làng lên tiểu học cao trung, bặng mấy dạo ông về thăm trường cũ. Bỗng một sớm đông buồn mây ủ rũ, được tin thầy đã lìa bỏ trần gian. Vết đạn nào đã xuyên thấu tim gan, dòng máu thấm cố tình tuôn đẫm cỏ. Màu lục thảo bỗng thành màu huyết rủ, cô tôi quỳ trắng rủ mảnh khăn sâu. Ôi chiến tranh mi từ ở nơi mô, sao đến đâu là sương rơi thịt nát. Ta van mi hãy ngưng tay tàn sát, cho vợ thôi khóc chồng, cho mẹ chẳng khóc con. Hỡi hai bên những chiến sĩ anh hùng, chúng ta là anh em chung nguồn gốc, tranh hơn thua sao phải thành ác độc, sao không đua tài xây dựng giang sơn. Từ ngàn xưa chiến tranh là tang tóc, ruộng phì nhiêu bồng chốc hóa gò hoang. Hãy dừng lại những hận thù vô lý, cỏ đã cằn phai vạn nấm mồ, rồi chung cuộc được gì thù với bạn, nhất tưởng công thành vạn cốt.
Ceasing war for the peace of a civilized society. During a special conference in Chicago, USA, on August 11th, the Honorable Frank Avila, vegan commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, led a special interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai, who shared via video conference about some of her poetry, as well as practical ways to achieve a peaceful global society and sound environment.
Along with Commissioner Avila and his colleague, Commissioner Patricia Horton, Mrs. Sherilyn Avila also participated with questions concerning war, having been touched by Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, Please Don't, which Mrs. Avila says shows clearly that engaging in such conflict is against our human nature. Supreme Master Ching Hai replied with much straightforwardness on the unsustainability of war.
Besides the irreplaceable cost to human life, war puts a great financial burden on the nation. Even if you are the richest country in the world, no matter how large your budget, it will run out. We call ourselves civilized society. We are in 21st century now, and we have developed all kind of technological invention, and we call ourselves advanced, developed. And we do kind of look down upon the Stone Age humans, you know, as barbarous, warlike creatures who made all grounds their hunting grounds and would kill each other for love rival, food, water, or territories, etc. We should question ourselves, what age are we in now? And why we are acting like in Stone Age, in some area? The best way for all the countries to preserve themselves is by helping fellow nations to grow and develop. Not by war, not by killing or destroying humans, fellow humans, causing so much loss, pain, and suffering on all levels, as you know it.
With our thanks, Commissioners Avila and Horton, as well as Mrs. Avila, for raising these matters of deep concern. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring counsel that would benefit all humankind. May the day be soon for harmony to prevail, so that nations may prosper together and develop in all aspects.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full rebroadcast of this live video conference at a later date on Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. Agence France-Presse reports on August 9, 2011, that climate change, which is causing weather extremes of droughts and floods in Guatemala, is a factor in chronic malnutrition in the Central American nation, where half of all children under 5 do not have enough to eat.
Save Our Planet. After discovering that historic warming of ocean waters by around 2 degrees Celsius prompted rapid discharges of the northerly Laurentide ice sheet in what is now Canada, U.S. researchers warned that very small amounts of subsurface water warming at the poles could lead to rapid collapse of ice shelves and rising sea levels.
Save Our Planet. With unseasonably hot weather continuing in Japan as of August 12, 2011, temperatures in many areas remain well above 35 degrees Celsius. With 4 people who perished due to heat-related conditions in the past several days alone, and 859 who were hospitalized with heat stroke symptoms.
Warning news. On August 13, 2011, U.S. officials announced a recall of more than 60,000 pounds of beef from major retail outlets due to suspected contamination with potentially lethal E. coli bacteria, while a recall was also issued in Canada for similarly infected veal meat from the body parts of young calves.
Hi viewers, I'm Angelo, the elusive Great Crusty Grebe, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. My diet is absolutely animal-free. I'm here today with a tip of the day for your canine friends. Besides physical exercise, your dog companions also benefit from mental stimulation. You can train your sweet pals to do cool tricks or play games that involve agility. Have fun together! Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, the National Goodwill Campaign serves disadvantaged families in Jordan. In the Haldia district in the Mafraq governorate of northeastern Jordan, 24 students have received educational assistance and funds have been provided for 24 income-generating projects from the campaign, reports the Jordan Times. Her Royal Highness Princess Besma bin Talal of Jordan, president of the program's higher committee, presented the aid to those benefiting in the district. Since the beginning of 2011, the plan has given support to 400 students. Our warm appreciation, Your Royal Highness, Princess Besma bin Talal, and the National Goodwill Campaign for your dedication to improving the lives of Jordanians. May all be blessed with many bright tomorrows in Allah's loving care.
In health news, Australian researchers find that maternal smoking during pregnancy leads to higher risk of heart disease in children. Dr. David Sellermajor of the Heart Research Institute at the University of Sydney and colleagues analyzed the effects which maternal smoking during pregnancy had on more than 400 8-year-old children. The scientists discovered that there was a significantly lower level of HDL cholesterol levels in youngsters with mothers who had smoked during pregnancy. Dr. Sellermajor suggested that this increased the likelihood 10 to 15% of the children developing coronary disease later in life, compared to youngsters whose mothers had not smoked while pregnant. Our thankfulness, Dr. David Sellermajor and colleagues, for highlighting yet another danger of tobacco use. May we protect our precious children as well as all treasured global citizens by adopting life-affirming, non-smoking ways. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership featuring Ibuka Arts Kigali, which provides a mentorship program for aspiring Rwandan artists. We'll thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. We'll return soon. Please stay tuned for more significant news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, altruistic news for a benevolent world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on Ibuka Arts Kigali, whose dance troupe has performed in countries including the United States and the Netherlands.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Ibuka Arts Kigali is dedicated to providing the opportunity for young Rwandan artists to develop their creativity and at the same time enhance the nation's contemporary cultural heritage. Ibuka was founded in 2007 by Rwandan artist Colin Sekajugu, whose motto is, "Use art to save lives."
The Flourishing Arts Studio and Gallery offers a nurturing environment for budding artists. Furthermore, a mentoring program facilitates talented artists gaining national and international recognition. This has also resulted in them being able to earn a livelihood from their artistic pursuits.
Ibuka has established Ra Makundera, a traditional dance troupe. The group, made up of disadvantaged youngsters, has toured countries including the United Kingdom and the Netherlands. Bravo, Colin Sekajugu and Ibuka Arts Kigali on this fantastic endeavor. May your incredible artwork and vibrant dances continue to add beauty and color to your nation and our world.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Finnish entitled Bank Raid.
Pankkiryöstön ollessa käynnissä poliisikonstaapeli ryntäsi esimiehensä luo ja sanoi, hän pääsi karkuun, sir. Esimies oli raivoissaan. Minähän käskin laittaa vartijan kaikille ulko-oville, hän karjui. Miten hän saattoi päästä pakoon? Hän meni etuovesta, sir.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Chinese vegan recipe, Golden Silver Pot, on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This program can also be accessed on our online archives.
Oh, thank you for German subtitles. I think I will try it with my family. It looks very tasty. Falcon from Germany.
Wow, it's translated into so many languages. Amazing. I like it when people put so much thought into their audience. Andrea from the United States.
Enthusiastic Velkern and Andrea, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Television is very blessed to have subtitles in up to 42 languages. This healthful Chinese vegan recipe looks delicious. May animal-free cuisine be embraced by all. Divine blessings to you and the forward-thinking people of Germany and the United States.
Do you have a Heartline today? We very much appreciate your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the pure bliss of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle announces that his country is forgiving 240 million euros of Egyptian debt, as well as pledging a donation of 150 million euros, with the funds to go towards supporting the country's continued democratic reforms.
The International Monetary Fund, European Union, and European Central Bank approve a second installment of 11.5 billion euros in loan debt aid to Portugal, conveying their confidence at the same time in the country's ultimate return to stability.
Saudi Arabia is donating $71.5 million to resume construction of a housing project in Palestinian Gaza that will provide refugees with 1,500 homes, as well as schools and healthcare facilities to aid in the recovery of stable daily lives.
A study by Spanish scientists published in the August 2011 issue of the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry finds that consuming grapes, which contain a substance known as flavonoids, helps protect skin cells from damage caused by ultraviolet radiation during sun exposure.
Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Ahani meets with Brazilian Deputy Foreign Minister Maria Eduliza Fontanelli, with the two agreeing to increase bilateral relations and their countries' cooperation in areas such as agriculture, biofuels, and technology.
Festival organizers announced that Nepal is hosting her first ever literary jatra, or festival, to be held in the historic UNESCO World Heritage Site, a Pathan Durba Square near Kathmandu, to share the nation's culture and talent.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.